Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And you know, I pray for you all every day. I ask God to touch your hearts because the Word of God is like nothing else that we touch or read. Remember that. The Word is living, active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's important that this not you just say, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it is. Let the Word of God begin to touch your heart and your life because God has so much to tell us. So we take a look today. If I stop now, I'll end up giving a sermon, and I don't want to do that. So we take a look at the readings for the Monday of the fifth week of Easter and Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14, verses 5 to 18. There was an attempt in Iconium by both the Gentiles and the Jews, together with their leaders, to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas. They realized it and fled to the Lycaonian cities of Lystra and Derbe and to the surrounding countryside, where they continued to proclaim the good news. Remember, brothers and sisters, after the Lord died for us upon the cross, nobody had any idea of what that meant. And so they're beginning to see now what is God about. At Lystra, there was a crippled man, lame from birth, who had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, who looked intently at him, saw that he had the faith to be healed, and called out in a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." He jumped up and began to walk about. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they cried out in Lycaonian, "The gods have come down to us in human form." They called Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker, and the price of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance to the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, for he, together with the people, intended to offer sacrifice. The apostles, Barnabas and Paul, tore their garments when they heard this and rushed out into the crowd, shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We are of the same nature as you, human beings. We proclaim to you good news, that you should turn from these idols to the living God who made heaven and earth and sea and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all Gentiles to go their own ways. Yet in bestowing his goodness, he did not leave himself without witness, for he gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons and filled you with nourishment and gladness for your hearts." Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the crowds from offering sacrifice to them. Psalm 115 tells us, "Not to us, O Lord, but to your name be the glory." We don't want anything for ourselves. We want to honor you and glorify you. "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. Because of your mercy, because of your truth, why should the pagans say, 'Where is their God?' Our God is in heaven. Whatever he wills, he does. Their idols are silver and gold, the handiwork of men. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Heaven is the heaven of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the children of men." Brothers and sisters, God has such love for us. He wants us in his kingdom. But he gave us free will, and we can turn away from him. Please, brothers and sisters, please open your heart to the Lord, for he loves you even if once you followed him and have now turned away because, oh, I don't know, it's too much politics or whatever, or I'm too tired to go to church, or whatever the case may be, ask the Lord, Lord, help me to follow you. You have given me life on this earth, and you desire to bring me safely home to you in heaven. Please, please listen to the Lord's words. Do what he asks of us, that we might draw closer and closer to him. In fact, the Alleluia verse tells us the Holy Spirit will teach you everything and remind you of all I told you. Read the scriptures all the time. I don't mean you're going to have a vision, but the Holy Spirit is present when a soul seeks Christ and is going after him in a certain way. God will give you grace from the Holy Spirit to draw closer and closer to him. Please don't be afraid. I'm not a fanatic. I'm a human being just like you. And I love the Lord with all my heart. And I want you to love the Lord with all your heart. God will bless you so much when you do. And then we take a look at the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 21 to 26. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word." That's why the Bible is so precious. "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." My goodness, brothers and sisters, what greater promise could we have than this? Listen to those words again. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. I know that I can get very busy. I can get very busy. And I'm running somewhere. And I'm just all befuzzled, shall we say. And then I just think of that. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. So I just stop somewhere. I don't know if it's in a phone booth. I don't know if it's in a store. I don't care where it is. I just stop for a minute and go that down an aisle where there's not many people, and I just say, "Lord," I don't say it out loud, I whisper it, "Lord, please help me right now. I need your help right now." And he does. He must have a hard time with me, but he does. He comes. It doesn't mean that I hear audible words, but something comes into my mind that reminds me of something I needed. I look at my crucifix and I think, he died for me. I can die for him. I don't want to now, but I will do whatever God wants me to. God loves us. When you're really loved, open your heart to receive it. Please. I want to share with you something from Blessed Concepcion Cara de Armada. She was a wife, a mother, and a widow, and a spiritual writer in Mexico. And she was the first Mexican laywoman to be beatified. And this is part of what she said. The Holy Spirit was the very life of Jesus. And Jesus did not act except under his divine influence. How grateful Jesus was for the flawlessness and splendor with which the Spirit adorned his soul, and with all the virtues from the very moment of his incarnation. How grateful Jesus was for the flawlessness and splendor with which the Spirit adorned his soul, with all the virtues from the very first moment of his incarnation. This divine Holy Spirit, if we have been baptized, the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Those are my words. The divine Holy Spirit used his immense power and his infinite riches to form Jesus in Mary and to give us an ineffable model of all humanity in him. Mary had scarcely begun to speak to her cousin Elizabeth when she and St. John, who was to prepare the way for the Messiah, received the Holy Spirit. And when Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem, the Holy Spirit led Simeon in fulfillment of his promise that he might see him. The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the desert. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert. Likewise, St. Augustine tells us that a new anointing with the Spirit was manifested to the world at the Jordan River when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. A voice came from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Do you hear that? He heard a voice from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And what does that say to us? We want to draw closer to God. We want to draw closer to him. Then we need Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And just say, "Please help me because I don't know how to do this. I don't know what to do." But give God time every day. Bring him your questions. And I don't mean he's going to come down necessarily and audibly say something to you. But you'll pick up something you read. A friend will come to you, as I've told you before. Some way you'll read something in the paper. Something will touch you. And God will speak to you. And I just want to encourage you with all my heart, especially to read the scriptures. Please, every day, may God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.